Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. So it is another What's on Your Mind Wednesday night. We're doing Product Spotlight. So Jason's here with me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm excited for tonight. Tonight is a big night for us. We got Cole here from Sonax to talk about one of the, in my opinion, one of the best products in the detailing industry, you know. And then later tonight, we're going to be doing a live show with Dirty Old Cars later tonight at 10 o'clock.
It's going to be a busy night for us. Hopefully, I can stay up late enough.
You better go get a Red Bull, buddy.
I know.
It's going to be a long one.
I know. And I've got to get up early tomorrow and go in and work.
I don't want to hear excuses, man.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, let's since we got a long one, let's jump into it. The detailsolutionspodcast.com. That's the website. You can go find all the links everywhere that are to all the episodes. It's also going to have the links to anywhere you want to listen to the podcast if you want to listen to it on your own devices. We also have the preferred vendor page. That is for all our ad partners. It's going to have a link to their website, and it's also going to have the code so that you can save money. So when you save money, you're spending money with them. They're going to spend money with us. We hopefully are going to provide you with the funny. So hashtag money, money, funny. Eventually I'll get that going.
Favorite thing to say, dude.
I'll get it going.
I can look, the enthusiasm that you show when you say that is the same enthusiasm that you need to say in your commercials, man.
Yeah. Well, it's just funny because I watch your face and I see you getting fired up for me to save money, money, fun, and it gets me going. And yeah. Also, we have the merch store there. So if you want to buy any apparel for the website, the Concaster t-shirt, the logo tees, hoodies, and also the embroidered hat, that's where you can go there. We do live stream these on YouTube whenever we do the What's on Your Minds or the Q&As Wednesday and Friday nights. So if you want to watch it live on YouTube, you can go over to the Detail Solutions Podcast on YouTube and catch us there. All right. So we're a week away from MTE. I feel like I don't need to say it, but at the same time, I keep having people message me as we get closer to and asking where do they go for MTE or where they purchase tickets and stuff like that. So mobiletechexpo.com, that's where you can go to book your hotel room. Hopefully they still have some rooms available. You can also purchase your tickets there. Use the code DSP15. That'll save you 15% off of your ticket. And again, that's for Mobile Tech Expo coming next week, January 26th through the 28th in Orlando, Florida. While you're there, also go to mobiletechexpo.com/golden-mic or golden-mic. And please give us a nod for the Golden Mic Award. It is not based off of votes. So you do kind of have to type something nice about what the podcast means to you or how it has influenced your life or helped you or something like that. And then please just go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button anywhere you are listening to the podcast, Apple, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. And please make sure to leave us a 5-star review, just like you guys ask your clients for a 5-star review to help your ratings within Google. This helps us on the podcast platforms. So we are in the automotive section of leisure. And anybody who listens to any other podcasts in those groups or those categories, the more 5-star reviews we have, the more it just puts us in front of people to say, hey, you also might like this podcast. And with that, like Jason said, so we've got Cole here from Sonax. So how you doing, Cole?
Good. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry it took us so long. I feel like it's been like a year, almost a year. Is MTE last year when we started talking, and I was like, you know, we got to have you on. And then things just went crazy and haywire and all that. But hey, at least you're here. So that's the good thing.
I'm here and And I think right before mobile tech's a good time to be on here. So,
oh yeah,
agreed.
Absolutely,
agreed.
Absolutely. So listen, you know, before we jump into Sonax, for everybody who maybe doesn't know, you know, you, you know, give everybody the elevator pitch. You know, who's Cole and what do you do for Sonax and all that fun stuff.
So I started in Sonax in 2018, right after college. So I was fresh out of school, started in marketing. And then within about a year, I kind of transitioned into marketing and sales. We have a small team, so all of us do a little bit of everything. But I transitioned from marketing into sales, still doing a little bit of both. But we're growing, doing a lot of things. But yeah, we're busy over here. So trying to do marketing and sales, it's a little bit challenging. I was talking to Jason earlier. I'm busy. Everybody on the Sonax team is busy these days. So again, nice. That's a good thing, but that's a little about me. How I started here. I mean, there's not much to it. I was fresh out of school and
yeah, that's awesome. I mean, were you, so I'm going to kind of sidestep a little bit into like mm-hmm. Q&A Alex or whatever, but mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. being that you were fresh out of school, were you like detailing before, or was it strictly yes. like, you know, jumping into kind of the marketing thing? Like, or how
I
did
mean,
you
it was
Max?
Well, it kind of just fell into my lap. I can't argue that. It's a really good job that I got right out of school. It wasn't working yeah. in a cubicle. I mean, it came straight in. I had my own office. I wasn't expecting to have four walls around me. But it turned out really nice. I mean, other than just washing my car, vacuuming my car, there wasn't a whole lot. And within that year, I was just picking up Sonax products and learned how to detail on the spot. I first buffed on a car over at the Corvette show, the Bloomington Gold over at IMS Speedway. So that was like actually my first time picking up a polisher and kind of fell in love with it.
Wow.
It's kind of my therapy. If I have a bad day, I pick up a polisher and just go to town. I mean, that's my joy.
No, that's awesome. I mean, that's like, yeah. that's literally right out of high school into the deep end of the pool, right? I mean,
yeah.
you know,
that's it.
That's awesome. Okay. And so if anybody doesn't, I mean, I don't think there's anybody who doesn't know what Sonax is or who Sonax is. So tell us a little bit about the company and you know what you guys do and things like that to get us started.
Yep. So Sonax actually started in the US in 2009. It didn't really ramp up until 2011. And at that time we had seven products. So we have grown from seven products to 2023. We have over 100.
Oh, wow.
We've done a lot. We're trying to get more. Sonax Germany makes over 500 products, so we just have a fifth of the line. A lot of that is sometimes trying to fight with VOC, some stuff we can't bring in. That's neither here nor there, but we've grown a lot over the years, especially in the last 3 or 4 years. We've really ramped up, so it's been a whirlwind.
Right.
A little bit about Sonax Germany. Like I said, we started in 2009 here. We're the sole U.S. partners. So everything that is Sonax in the U.S., it comes through our doors. Sonax Germany, it started in 1950. Their parent company started in 1903. And they create everything in-house. They have over 30 chemists, I think 32 to be exact. They blow bottles, create their own packaging. They do literally everything in house. I've been over there once and it's phenomenal.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty cool. So when you guys get the stuff from Germany, is it pretty much just kind of come prepackaged, ready to go? You guys are just kind of like the distribution side over here kind of.
Correct. We have to order pallet sizes and we have to order a container load. So we order a container, pallet quantities, and then it comes in case of sixes.
Gotcha.
So
yeah. No, that's Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. So let's dive into some of the products and everything. So I mean, obviously
The
everybody's
most
favorite.
popular product that
Right,
Sonos
right.
has to offer. Literally.
Everybody's favorite. And but here's the reason why I want to dive into it, because when I talked to you at MTE, and I think I actually heard you say this on another podcast, is everybody's using it wrong. So let's dive into a little bit about Perfect Finish and why everybody loves it, and then again why everybody's using it wrong.
So Perfect Finish is actually designed to be used with a rotary.
A rotary, people, you hear that?
That's correct. You
Interesting.
can definitely use it with a DA. The abrasives in it are just need a little more heat, and that's where the rotary comes in.
Yeah.
People sometimes come up and say, you claim it doesn't dust, but if you're using a DA, the abrasives that don't break down, it powders. It's not true dust, it's just the abrasives that didn't break down.
Right.
So that's Perfect Finish. I think it's top of the line when it comes to polishes, but if you use it the correct way with the rotary, you're going to get the perfect finish.
So
Yeah.
I got a question about that. Like, so obviously everybody uses it as a final polish with a DA. Some use it even as a one step. Now, when people use it that way, do you still feel like they're using it the wrong way? Like, because a lot of detailers love to just play around with different things and see what things can actually do with different, techniques.
Right.
So how do you like, do you tell them they're using it wrong, or do you just say, hey, great?
Technically, they are using it wrong, but using a DA and perfect finish, you're going to get the same finish. You might just be doing one or two extra passes. And that's what I tell people at the
Okay.
mobile techs at the SEMA. Like I don't touch a rotary. I mean, I don't see the point into it when you have the Flex 3401, the force rotations these days. I don't see the point in risking it to use a rotary. I mean, if I'm trying to do something that's going to be crazy, I'm going to cut with a rotary, but I'm just not going to finish out with a rotary these days. So I don't think it's wrong. The label tells you it's wrong, but personally, I use it with the DA, the force rotation, and I'm thrilled with it.
Right. Let's jump into our first break, and we'll come back and touch on that a little bit more. We'll be right back. You need a website, but you don't know where to start? Detailers Roadmap can help. Their websites are designed for detailers and have all the features you need to convert visitors into lifelong customers. It's easy to use, affordable, and they'll even write and design the website from start to finish. So accelerate your auto detailing business's growth and increase online visibility with Detailers Roadmap's bespoke digital marketing services. You'll rank high on search engines and increase PPF, ceramic coating, and tinting sales. Contact Detailers Roadmap today to schedule your free discovery call. And make sure you tell them you heard about it here on the Detail Solutions podcast to receive your discount. Okay, so Walt Sanders had a question. He says, do you recommend wool or foam with the rotary for the
Come on, man.
it's I mean
Walt, dude, come on, dude.
yeah I mean well you did say earlier there are no dumb questions, so
Shut
and
up,
you
man. Don't use my
survived.
shit against me.
It depends on how much you want to cut. If you're trying to get after it, use wool. And if you're trying to be conservative, and if you're being conservative with a rotary, again, that's where I would use the force rotation. But I always use wool, even on DAs. I use the hybrid wool. I get that's me.
So you use
Fine.
Perfect Finish with wool?
No, I use perfect finish with
Okay.
foam. Sorry, I was
Okay.
I'm
'Cause I'm like, damn,
perfect
I gotta
finish. I
have to try
use
that
no. Sorry, I'm thinking cutting. Perfect finish, I use foam. I use a medium cut foam. I don't use the soft. I don't think it gets out all the imperfections that your compound's going to get, but I definitely use foam with perfect finish.
Okay. Is that why
I
a lot of
assume you would
people
use Cut Max, right? With the wool.
Yes, Cut Max or Ultimate Cut. I don't know if you guys have played with that yet, but
Ultimate Cut. Oh yeah, I have.
that's a serious gutter.
That's a savage of a fucking compound.
Yeah. Now is that why most people use like an orange HDO with Perfect Finish? Because it's got a little bit more of that cut down or whatever. I think that's my problem. Jason told me I was supposed to use a soft black foam pad, and I was like,
"Bullshit! Okay. You're lying! Don't be lying you did. Through your
you
teeth,
did.
Dog."
You did when we worked on the black F450.
Right. When I'm working with finicky black paint, yes, I will break out a black pad and throw the Perfect Finish on that. But if it's like if I'm working on hard paint, like Audi, Mercedes, BMW, Volkswagen, anything German, basically. And I want to do a one step or finish out, I will use the orange pad. Come on. Okay.
All right. I'm just saying.
Don't be throwing fucking false facts out there.
It wasn't a false fact. You did tell me on that black truck, we used the black pad.
Which was honestly finicky paint to begin with.
It was.
Which was weird because it was a Ford.
Listen, don't get me wrong. Like it produced a really good finish, but I was like, I mean, he'd be talking about this a little bit much. It's a polish.
Oh,
our buddy Justin asked, does Sonex have anything for marine gel coat?
Ultimate Cut. We brought that out actually for the RV world. Great on boats. It's a cutter. It gets out P1000 on normal paint, and it'll rip
through some defects.
It will definitely do that, and you'll be shocked at how well it polishes out on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't leave a lot of marring behind either. So that's one of the best things. Honestly, in my opinion, that's one of the best things that Sonax has throughout their whole lineup.
Yes, it cuts a little bit more than Cut Max, and to be honest with you, it finishes out just about the same as Cut Max. It blows my mind how well it finishes out. There's some people claim that they one step it on white silver cars. So take that with a grain of salt. I don't recommend that, but
yeah,
that's up to you.
I mean, I could see. I mean, if it finishes down halfway decent on a white or silver car, you're not really going to see maybe the micro marring or the DA haze that's maybe left with it that you might see on a darker color car. So I mean, I could see that. Happening.
It works. I just if I'm using Ultimate Cut, I'm gonna two step. That's just how my brain works.
Yeah. Yeah. Ultimate Cut's one of the compounds that I used on that ceramic Jason.
Of the Mercedes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So Cole, to give you a little bit of idea, I had a client who attempted to ceramic coat his AMG what is it like the little sport utility, the CLS or no, not the CLS, the GL 65 AMG or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And apparently never watched a YouTube video, and he tried to put it on like wax. So it was just like, you know, smack it down and smear it. And so you had some here, you wouldn't have any over here. You'd have some back mark over to here, and it was, you know, like that thick. And then he left it on for 6 months before he decided he needed to find somebody to get it off. And so it was between M100, the Ultra Cut, and then just a lot of Rupes wool pads is what it took for me to kind of cut it down safely enough, because he was worried about somebody, you know, trying to wet sand it, which probably would have been a little bit quicker. But he was more worried about wet sanding it and, you know, causing damage to the paint. So, yeah, I can tell. I can say it definitely cuts like a bitch.
it does. Back to the gel coat. I use that on the cutting end, and then Perfect Finish on the back end. It's you really just need those two steps on gel coat.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Jason, what was the question you had for him?
So I mean, since you started using Sonax, like what are some of your favorite Sonax products that we haven't, we've only talked about the compounds and polishes. I know there's a lot more that StoneX has to offer. So what would be some of your favorite products that might not have gained the attention of the detail industry?
Well, we actually had, at our SEMA launch last year, we launched a new 3-in-1 that's unbelievable. I think it's really, really good. It has, it cuts, it polishes, and leaves a 3-month ceramic protection on it. It's leaves that slick feel that everybody likes. It's, I use that often. I was talking earlier, I grab a machine and I mean, I'm running out. It feels like I'm running out of paint eventually on my truck. So I grab the 3-in-1 and it gives me the same feel, but I'm not cutting as much as I am with Ultimate Cut or Cut Max. So, that's one of them. Our glass cleaner, believe it or not, is very versatile cleaner. I use it as a clay lubricant. It's that it's hard to get excited about glass cleaner, and I believe that ours ours is worth getting excited about.
Yeah, somebody I was having glass cleaner issues there for a little bit, and somebody was telling me to try StoneX's. I never got around to it because Patterson sent me some Obert stuff he's working on, and I've been playing with that. That works really good. But I was recommended for the StoneX glass cleaner, told it was really, really amazing.
It's like I said, it's hard to get excited about glass cleaner, and I think ours is. I use it everywhere. I use it as a waterless wash. I use it.
Oh, at really?
Home. It's if I just want to clean the paint real quick, I spray that on. I don't know. I get excited about our glass cleaner.
I'm guessing it's got a little bit of lubricity in it then, for, if you're using it as a a waterless. Yeah,
it does. Has no ammonia and it's very low alcohol. That prevents it from drying out. But yeah, it's a great clay lubricant.
Awesome. I might have to try some of that.
Yeah, our wheel cleaners. I'm gonna do that. Okay.
Our wheel cleaners, as you know, are very good. We came out with a new one about a year and a half ago called Beast. It's a little bit stronger than Plus, and it's a 1 liter size bottle. It's a cool bottle. You don't need a lot to clean a tire. It can probably do 2 to 3 sets of tires. It's the color changing. It cleans a tire in about 1 to 2 minutes. So there's not a, it works like an acid, but it's safe. It's pH neutral. It's a really good tire cleaner.
Wow.
Or wheel cleaner.
No, that's
so
awesome.
So if it's color changing, does it have that, you know, famous stench of it?
The rotten egg smell.
It's different. It kind of has a cherry scent to it. It's not your normal smell of when you have those color changing products. It's definitely different.
Smells like cherry rotten eggs.
Do you remember the cherry medicine you had growing up or you give your kids?
Yeah.
It smells like that.
That's not
I can tolerate that.
Yeah.
That's at least
as an adult it's not bad.
No, that's correct. It's not your normal wheel cleaner smell.
Right. Let's do another commercial break. We'll be right back.
If you own a detailing business, you need Car Supplies Warehouse. We offer tested and proven solutions to keep your business running strong. We offer wholesale memberships, in-person training, and the best chemicals, products, and tools all in one place. Go to carsupplieswarehouse.com and use code SOLUTIONS for 15% off. Code is valid for one-time use only. Some restrictions may apply. Go shop now on carsupplieswarehouse.com.
So between Maddie and Otterness doing that, which one do you prefer more?
Dude, I got to go with Maddie all day because that dude's voice, like, man, I love women, but that man's voice, it just does something to you.
Well, We'll do his ad next for you. See what it does for you. So MTE is coming right around the corner. I know we talked to you. You said you're not going to be there, but the rest of the team is going to be there. Mm-hmm. So for anybody going to MTE, you know, what can they, what maybe can they expect? I mean, from the team being there, like products and stuff like that. I mean, do you guys kind of bring the full line, or do you just kind of maybe bring what's popular?
We bring majority of the line. There's a handful of stuff that we don't bring, but we bring the good stuff. Right. We demo on the hood. We're next to Flex and right across from Auto Geek. We're in a good location. Yeah. Do a lot of demos. We're bringing our spray ceramics, polishes and compounds, obviously. We're hands-on. We think the best way to try it is you put a machine in your hand and give it a whirl. So that's what we like about those shows. Detailers come up and say, I haven't used Sonax. We said, well, here's a polisher. Here's the compound and polish. Give it a whirl. So it's one of those booths. We come in, we talk to people for about 15 minutes. They try it and they go about their day. It's a good show for us. Mobile Tech is one of my favorites. SEMA is SEMA, but yeah. The Mobile Tech, you get the detailers, you get the people that are interested. You're talking to the people using your product. That's the enjoyable show for me. I'm sad I'm missing it this year, but I think Mobile Tech's an awesome show.
Agreed.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, it's the only show I've actually been to, so.
I went to SEMA in 2019, and I did stop by the Sonax booth at SEMA with Cormy. It's a big booth. I mean, like the SEMA booth is huge.
Yes, it's that's Germany's show. So we just put our face on and they're the ones they design it, they set it up, they do everything. So SEMA for us is I mean, it's overwhelming because it's SEMA, but it could be about a million times worse.
Right. But
SEMA's an awesome show. You see one of a kind things there, and it's really cool. Mobile Tech, though, to me, is the one that you meet the people using your products, like I said, and your conversations tend to be a little more detail oriented than business oriented.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I know Jason was asking you like some of your favorite products, you know, mm-hmm. the glass cleaner, the tire shine, the stuff that's not the normal. What I want to know is give us like the hidden gem, the thing that maybe nobody knows about that just like would blow people's mind if they used it.
Hidden gem. I don't know if it's a hidden gem, but our ceramic ultra slick detailer. People buy the spray coating, it lasts a little bit longer, but the ultra slick, it puts off a shine like you wouldn't believe, and that's probably my go-to spray ceramic. I also use it as a waterless wash. I know people are familiar with Brilliant Shine. This is kind of a ceramic version of Brilliant Shine.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to have to turn off the fucking chat. Jesus Christ, people.
I know. These guys can't control themselves right now.
I feel like a total jackass just laughing out of nowhere. Cole, I apologize for our audience, but they're just
killing
it in the comments.
You know what? I'll take it because at least they're being lively tonight. Normally, it's like crickets, you know?
You're right.
So let Cam, Justin, and Walt have their little romance going on over there.
God, y'all got some Sonax questions? Stop riding each other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm glad you're listening.
Throwing me off my game, man.
I know. I feel so unprofessional. You know, it's like you know, when you finally have like, you know, somebody come over to your house and you just, you know, like you want to impress them, and then your kid comes out running around with like their underwear on their head, like beating on a drum or something. It's like with these guys.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
I know. And I apologize if you said it earlier, with all this commotion going on in the chats. What was new for did you guys do something new at SEMA? Did you guys have any new product releases?
We did the 3-in-1. It's called OS0206. We talked briefly about that earlier.
Yeah.
Cuts, polishes, and leaves a 3-month ceramic.
Right. I don't remember. I guess I didn't catch it. The SEMA drop on that one.
Yeah, that's a big one for us. We have had the rim cleaners, as you know, but we came out with a rubber and tire cleaner. It's a rubber and tire cleaner. It's a really good tire cleaner, but
yeah,
something hard to get excited about. We have, so the OS0206 is the professional version. And then we have the DIY all-in-one polish that can be applied by hand, which is, again, it's a really good product. It's very similar to the O206. You're going to get a little more durability out of the professional. You're probably going to get a little better finish just because you're using a machine. But we have people that call and say, I want to do this by hand. What do you recommend? And I 100% point to the all-in-one polish.
Nice. Now, with the 3-in-1 polish, like if I wanted to use that and do it as like my hybrid polish or my one-step polish or something like that, because you're saying it's got that ceramic sealer in it that'll last up to 3 months and maybe cuts me out a step of adding something on top of, like what's the better pad to use that? Am I going to use more like a medium polishing pad
Yes. Medium is the go-to. There was a rare instance I used a red cutting pad or our red cutting pad on a car that seemed like it went through a car wash every other day. The medium cut didn't fully remove those, but I used the cutting pad in it, and the finish was crazy. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of hazing, not a whole lot of swirl marks. I was very pleased with that. And again, I just grabbed a pad and said, let's see how it works. But if you're gonna choose one, I would choose the medium cut. You're gonna get a better finish. You can also do, if you want to do a quick two step with that, you can do the red, then follow it up with the medium cut pad.
Nice.
And I'm saying red as in the Sonax red. I know that there's other reds out there that aren't cutting pads, but.
So Walt's got a question there for you. Most of us, who use Lake Country, orange SDOs or HDOs. But what is your pad preference? Anything different you like?
I like the Sonax pad line. I use Lake Country. If I'm not using Sonax, I use Lake Country. That's my preference. I know everybody's different. I think our hybrid wool pad is a very, very good cutting pad, especially with Ultimate Cut. Use a wool pad. Ultimate Cut, and again, like I said, some people one step with that combo. If I'm using a wool pad or Ultimate Cut, I'm not two stepping, but there are people that claim that they do that. So,
right,
I've one stepped before with a wool pad and a cutting compound on some black pillars before, and it was actually at Cormie's shop, so he can attest to what I'm saying. It can be done. And especially on that kind of soft, you know, surface.
Was it like a lamb's wool pad though, or was it more of like the hybrid, like the Rupes, you know, wool pad that's got the foam backing on it kind of pad?
That's it. It's a hybrid wool. It's got short purple fibers with a foam interface, so you can be a little bit aggressive with it and not have to worry about it getting too hot or damaging the paint and all that good stuff.
Right. Nice. All right, let's jump into another commercial break, and we'll come back, see if you guys have some better questions for Cole here. We'll be right back.
Now is your chance to try Oberg's new rinseless wash and quick detailer. Additionally, you can save 15% by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. This hyper concentrate can be diluted down for a rinseless wash and a quick detailer. It serves excellent as a clay bar lubricant and truly smells incredible. To find out more, please visit OberCarCare.com.
You know, Justin, we're going to find out. Justin Stats wants to know, what do you recommend to bring back the black finish on a faded Amish buggy?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I haven't done that before. I don't think that's a big shocker, but...
you don't say, man. You don't say. So you're telling me that you've never done an Amish buggy. Holy crap.
If I'm going to do a one step, I'm going to use Perfect Finish. And if I'm going to two step, I'm going to use Ultimate Cut and Perfect Finish.
There you go.
I don't know how that's going to work, but it's probably going to be fine.
I would imagine that an Amish buggy is probably flat enamel paint. So, you know, it's probably like the same kind of paint on the old Ford, you know,
Model T.
Yeah, Model T's, you know, it's just flat enamel paint, super thick.
That's like lead paint, man.
Right. You probably can't burn through it. So, I mean, no, like, you know. Indestructible. Yeah. All right. So, because everybody wants to be a clown, we're going to do it. Cam Scorey, all the way from Australia, wants to know. What wheel cleaner would be best for to clean his kangaroo's feet? Cam, come on. You could do better than that. You don't have to answer
that. No, I have an answer.
Okay.
So our wheel cleaners adhere to iron debris, so I'm not even going to use a wheel cleaner. I'm going to use our new tire cleaner that breaks down dust and grime.
Yeah. There you go, man.
There you go.
Cam, I
expect to see a video of you chasing down a kangaroo with a bottle of Sonax's cleaner in your hands. Oh, man, I'm glad we're having fun with this one.
So what do you think makes Perfect Finish different from other polishes that are on the market?
I think it's the abrasives in it. I think it's the German engineering. That was actually designed for one single purpose, and it kind of evolved from that. Again, that's above my – I'm marketing. I'm no chemist. I don't wear a white lab coat. But I think it's the abrasives in there that are truly the game changer. Actually how Sonax started, they started as a mining company, and they mined this one particle. It's called a siliceous earth, and that's only found in Neuburg, Germany, and that just happens to be where Sonax is located. And that's the only place in the world to find it, and I believe they use that as their abrasive. So I think that's the key component. But again, I'm no chemist, but that's from what I've been told, from what I understand, I believe that is the game changer in what makes Perfect Finish.
I'll definitely take your word on that. It's interesting that they are so close to that piece of the puzzle that makes Perfect Finish, you know, different from other pieces. Do they own that land that, you know, they mine that stuff from?
They do. They,
yeah, okay. They like monopolize that motherfucker.
They it started out as a metal polish. So when Sonax first started, it was called Sona, and it was literally just a metal polish. And then it kind of evolved into Sonax, and then into polishes, compounds, and then cleaners and degreasers. I mean, it's started in 1903, so they're 120 years into making them.
Wow.
Interesting. Wow. I love it.
Yeah. And then as far as kind of like what you do on the marketing side, you know, because I'm always kind of interested in that, and Jason's kind of gotten more into kind of coming up with some of the marketing stuff for the podcast and everything. So you just sit in your room and like, all right, so Sonax, Sonax, what am I going to do with Sonax today? Like, you know, and just like come up, or do you guys kind of like have different things that you like a timeline of like, okay, so this part of the year, we're going to push this, this part of the year, we're going to push that. And as far as like, cause that's, and then, well, I'll let you answer that first and then I'll ask my next question.
We have our plan kind of by January. Like we know what we're going to do for the most part. TV shows wise, we do stuff with that. The race team, we sponsor ECR. We have a partnership there. But TV shows are the big one. And then obviously Instagram, it's kind of what we're using for trying to push that time. Late winter, early spring, you're starting to push your ceramics, the stuff that you're going to start applying. Come year end, you're going to some soaps, some stuff to get your car ready for winter, all that good stuff. So it kind of by year on Instagram and social media, we push what we're trying to sell, obviously, at that time. But that's really about it. Some catalog changing. When we add new products, you have the catalogs, Instagram shooting videos. We actually just moved. Well, not just moved. We moved into a new building in 2020 and then built on, I want to say 40,000 square feet. So now we're all in-house, ship everything from us. We used to have a third party that we shipped from. We kind of outgrew that and built our own thing. And now we have a wet and dry bay that I can go down, shoot videos, all that good stuff. So it's, I think our wash bay and dry bay is state of the art, but that's. Wow.
Yeah. No, and my second question you kind of answered, because I was going to ask, you know, like where do you, you know, market or advertise? I mean, obviously social media, but you know, that's the one thing kind of with detail companies is, you know, it's not like you're flipping through a magazine and, you know, see a Sonax ad or a Rupes polisher ad or, you know, right, an auto fiber ad or something like that. So I was interested in where you guys, you know, do the bulk of your marketing and then, you know, how obviously the, you know, return on investment must work out for you guys on that.
Yeah, we do a lot through Amazon. That's kind of our big thing right now. Amazon's a mecca, as you know. We obviously do stuff with Auto Geek, our sister company. But those two are our big ones. We're kind of in a new transition phase, trying to figure out what's working, what's not, and trying to dig a little deeper and see where, like you said, the best ROI is for us.
Right.
So that's cool. Kind of what we're doing for 2023.
No, that's cool. Let's go ahead and dive into another commercial break and we'll be right back.
Still sitting on a bucket or poorly built shop stool? Aren't you tired of the discomfort and back pain caused by your lousy shop stool? The days of tiny casters and thin seats are over. Meet the Viper Chair, America's number one shop chair, made right here in the USA. The Viper Chair glides over any surface and loose debris with 4-inch industrial-grade casters. Lower back pain with the perfectly angled backrest. Prevent tipping and improve posture with a wide, sturdy base. Viper Chairs are designed for every industry: automotive, detailing, welding, or any other project in your garage, no matter what you love to do. With an artillery of accessories, Viper is here to help you with whatever the job requires. Stop wasting your money buying cheap China-made shop stools and get yourself a Viper chair, handcrafted right here in America. Visit ViperIndustrial.com now for our $50 site-wide sale. But hurry, this sale ends soon. Shop ViperIndustrial.com. That's VYPERIndustrial.com.
And if you use the code DSP25, you'll save an additional 25% off of your purchase. Stackable. Stack them coupons. Jason, you got another question?
Yeah. Is there anything on the horizon that we need to be looking out for from Sonax?
Yes.
That you can talk about. I got to add that.
No, there is. So Sonax Germany has two really good ceramics out there. One's called CC1, which is a one step, and then CC Evo, which is a two step. We cannot bring that in right now because of VOC regulations. But we are hoping, again, this is a big hope, but by next year to have that, both those in. There's a chemistry side that needs to change and a little bit more, but that's what we're hoping for. That's our big push. CC36 is a good ceramic. Those two are a little bit better. If we get those two in, that would be huge for us. But that's I don't know how far that horizon is, but those are the two big ones we're working on.
Gotcha. Because you guys do have the ceramic now, but it's not as big or popular, or maybe pushed, I guess, as some of the other big companies. Yeah.
Is that something that you guys are going to try to do, like, in the future, is push? I mean, you guys are so popular from your compounds and polishes. Like, that's, like, got to be the number one seller for you guys. So do you guys plan on making a huge push to kind of get you guys' ceramic coatings out there as big as, like, the other ones are?
It is. CC36 is technically a professional, but it's one of those that anybody can do it. I mean, if you're watching a video, you can easily apply CC36. I think it's a great DIY ceramic. It gives you up to 3 years if you want to do it in your garage. I think it is the best coating to use for that purpose. And the professional line, I don't know if it stacks up to what we all want it to be. And Evo and CC1 definitely is that next step up. Again, I think CC36 is a good coating, but the professionals, they just don't seem to be, they go other ways.
And yeah,
right.
They tell us we're slow in the ceramic line, and that's what we're telling Germany. I mean, I think we could do a lot with CC Evo and CC1. I've used it a couple of times, and I truly enjoy that ceramic, both of them.
So yeah. With the ceramic coating line, obviously comes like panel preps and stuff like that. So you guys are going to dive into that as well?
I would like to. That's a big VOC problem. That's in the CC1 or in the CC Evo kit, a panel prep comes with the kit. I don't know if we'll get that in the kit. So I don't know that answer. I would lean towards no, just because the VOC is drastically not where it needs to be. And I think for it to be VOC compliant, I don't know if it would be a good panel prep.
Gotcha.
Again, I'm no chemist, but that's what I would imagine.
Right. I mean, do you guys feel like, I mean, I guess it, like in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really matter. But, you know, on the whole ceramic side, do you guys feel like maybe you're a bit late to the party or somewhat kind of missed the boat? Because it seems like, you know, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, the ceramics were really kind of exploding. They were like, It was like, that was where everybody and their mother was kind of coming out with one. And now they still kind of are, but it seems like the ones that are coming out now are kind of behind the grade, I guess, a little bit. And it seems like they're having a harder time kind of getting to that level.
I believe we came out with CC36 in 2017. I believe that was a 2017 SEMA launch. Yeah. So we've had it for a while, and it was maybe 6 months behind the eight ball, but if we're getting anything from Germany, that's about as quick turnaround as you can get from them. So I don't think we were late. The big thing about CC36 is the aerosol. A lot of people don't love the aerosol, and that's where I think our problem is. CC Evo and CC1 both have the droppers, which you get at a normal out of normal ceramics. But that, again, that's why I think it's a great DIY coating. It's very easy to use. It's, I can ceramic a car in 3 hours, and that's quick. I mean, that's after the cure time. Give it an hour to cure without getting wet, and you can go about your way.
Oh, wow. It's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad at all. All right, let's do our last commercial break, and then I want to come back and talk to Cole about something that we don't normally talk about, and that's interiors. We'll be right back. Sometimes as detailers, we forget that our favorite products have a life in the world outside of detailing. For instance, during the holidays, I went to the Apple store to buy the wife a gift. I was wearing my favorite auto fiber shirt, not thinking anything of it, when the Apple genius or nerd or whatever they're called looks at me and goes, "Hey man, I love auto fiber." Caught off guard and looking down at my shirt, I realize and I tell him, "Yeah, they're amazing towels." As we're waiting for my purchase to be brought from the back, he told me he uses them when he washes his car and tells me some of his favorite towels, like the Mother Fluffer drying towel or the Detailer's Delight quick detailer wipe towel. And I told him, "Hey, next time you go to autofiber.com, make sure you use the code DSP and you'll save 10% off your purchase." He thanked me and wished me Merry Christmas. And like Santa Claus, I was out of sight. All right. So I want to
talk. That's a true story, too, by the way.
It's a true story. Very true. 100% true. So I want to talk about interior products because you guys make some really awesome interior products. One of those for something that I think a lot of people don't get a lot of time working on or whatever is your Alcantara cleaner. That's something that I've used and actually recommended to a few of my clients with Alcantara interiors, just because, like you said earlier, you guys partner with Amazon. So it's easy for me to go, "Hey, just hop on Amazon and buy some Sonax,"
right? You know,
Alcantara cleaner. Your leather cleaners and conditioners are top notch as well too. So, I mean, do you feel that, you know, with more of today's detailing kind of being, you know, paint correction specialist centered, that the interior products don't get a fair shake, or do you see like a whole nother side of detailers that, you know, are just crushing interiors and they love that side of the product line?
Believe it or not, Alcantara is top three on what we sell overall. Right. It's, we sell a lot of that. I actually, this was a couple years ago, right when Microsoft came out with the Surface and the Alcantara keyboard. Okay. I got a call saying there's a Microsoft Surface user called Microsoft and said, "Do you guys sell a cleaner?" They said, "No, Sonax." They said, "Go to Amazon, buy Sonax." So,
wow, that's cool as shit.
I haven't heard that story other than that one time, but he was like, "Yeah, so Microsoft told me to go to Amazon." He goes, "I just want to call you." I said, "I have no idea if it works on a computer or not." So I said, "Let me know." And he never called back. So hopefully it didn't mess up his computer, but that was that was a crazy story.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I don't do a lot of interiors, but I, you know, every now and then I get them, and I'm always trying to find, like, you know, that really good leather cleaner, conditioner, Alcantara cleaner that just works. And the stuff I've tried from you guys has been phenomenal so far. And like I said, it just, you know, not a lot of people.
That could be a hidden gem. That could be the hidden gem.
But I don't honestly think it's the number three selling product. I don't think it's that hidden, you know, like.
I mean, to shows and people like, "What do you have for Alcantara steering wheels?" Which, it doesn't make sense to me why you're going to make an Alcantara steering wheel. I mean, your hands are the oiliest thing you have, and
yeah,
but it works well for Alcantara cleaner. But they use that, and then funny thing is, they say, "What do you have for Alcantara?" And we say, "Well, we have an Alcantara cleaner," and you pick it up, and it literally says Alcantara cleaner. So that's the thing about Germany; they're not very creative when it comes to names. We got wheel cleaner. We have Alcantara cleaner, leather cleaner, engine cleaner. I mean, it's
What is it? What is it?
Hey, you have soap.
Hey, your marketing team is awesome over there. That's all I got to say.
I want to work for you guys.
All right. What is it? Clean Headliners, Headline Cleaner. Great name, you know.
Hey, I mean, sometimes it's the simplest things that exactly. just work.
That's right. 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 You got the Michael.
There's no
the
need Michael for Scott. Fancy it's names simple. Like yeah. unicorn dust that will clean your fucking tires or some shit. No, you don't need that. You just, yeah, rubber cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah. Tire cleaner.
Tire cleaner, rubber cleaner. You got soap instead That's of right. having this blueberry bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Car wash concentrate is what our soap is called.
Listen. Keep it simple, stood right. Like the kiss
that's right. perfect.
Yeah, yeah. No, I, like I said, I mean, you know, I think that's a. I wouldn't call it a hidden gem because I know that there's a lot of interior people out there that's you know primarily all they do. But well, I think
it's new to me.
New yeah, to me. But you're a pain assassin, so you know.
Hey man, I can get down on an interior, but. Glad to know that product is out there.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
If you haven't used it, it's an awesome Alcantara cleaner.
Yeah, I had a client, right before Christmas, and she had an Alcantara steering wheel, and I didn't know it was an Alcantara steering wheel because it looked leather. I mean, I know Alcantara is like kind of the backside of leather, but I mean, it looked leather. And so I grabbed the leather cleaner and I start scrubbing on it. And I'm like, oh, whoa, hang on a second. This looks like Alcantara, which I know the leather cleaner would be fine, but I just didn't want to like oversaturate it or anything like that. Right. So yeah, I went and grabbed the Alcantara cleaner, cleaned it up real nice. And then she came back and she was like, oh my gosh. She's like, it hasn't been like this for so long because like, just like you said, the oils on her hand, the makeup, you know, everything had just matted it down and created you know a film over it that it even felt like
leather,
you know, yeah. Leather. Yeah
gives a nice sheen
all the dead skin.
Ugh. Yeah, pretty much. So you know, I told her, I said, look, I said, I you know, I know you don't use me that often, but you know, anytime you need your steering wheel, you can hit me up and I'll clean your steering wheel. Or I shot her to Amazon and told her to buy Sonax Alcantara cleaner and just told her to give it a little spritz and wipe it with a towel. And so, yeah, it's definitely a great product. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I mean,
people out there.
Yeah. When I was talking about the hidden gem, I was just thinking, cause he said there's like 500 products, like in 500 mm-hmm. products, there's gotta be like something that, you know, maybe people don't know about. That's what I was talking about—a hidden gem. So,
well to that's me, that Germany 500.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But still, you said you guys have like 100, though, right? Or
yeah, but that's—I mean, some accessories. It's not all just liquid. But
gotcha. I gotcha. Yeah,
that's not a lot of people know about it. I mean, the people that know about Alcantara buy a crap load of it.
Yeah,
but, I mean, you'd be surprised at how many people would show us a picture and be like, do you have something that cleans this? I'm like, yeah.
Well, it's not like somebody shows up with like a Nissan Maxima with Alcantara interior, right. You know? So, you know, yeah, there's only
Audi's a big one with the steering wheels. I mean, it's a very niche. That's the crazy thing is it's so niche and we just, I mean, the amount of people that buy it, it's
asinine. It's a good product to actually have. Like, I haven't heard another company have that kind of cleaner. So, like,
Yeah, there's really not. Like, in my search for Alcantara cleaners, it's Swissvax, ColorLock, and Sonax are the only three that I've really found. Not saying that's the only three that make it, but that's, like, the three, like, big names that I've kind of come across. I'm sure, you know, there's some other people that make them and I'm pretty sure just like most things are all for the most part the same or similar in makeup or whatever. So, but yeah. Yeah. Yeah, stats. Not many Amish buggies are upgraded with Calcaterra.
Dude, do I look Amish? Like, seriously. I mean, I even got my beard done. Like, I got it trimmed down. Like, I feel like I need to shave this shit off now just to get them off my back. Which will never happen, by the way, but yeah, Jesus.
I know. Well, all right, Cole, we made it an hour. I'm sorry for the shenanigans in our chat.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
The one thing I can say about our listeners and our friends is that they do make us laugh, and they do keep us entertained.
We have a good time.
Yeah, in between the information. So we greatly appreciate you finally coming on and doing this.
Absolutely.
Been a long time in the making. But it was a great time. So again, for anybody who's coming to MTE, Cole won't be there, but the Sonax crew will be there. They will have all the products and everything you can play with, test out, ask questions.
Go stop by the booth and say what's up.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll be there.
Tell them Cole said to give you some free stuff. They won't know.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, listen, if it works, bring it over to the Detailers Roadmap booth and give me some. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate you coming on, doing this. And, you know, I won't give you the opportunity for anybody to reach out to you, because you might just get some more Amish questions. So, if they want to find you, they can just go to Sonax. So, but you have a good night, sir. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you around.
Yeah, thanks, buddy, for having me on. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I can honestly say that was my first kangaroo question ever, so glad I could answer that. But
I almost wish I could be a fly on the wall tomorrow in the office. Yeah, you'd be like, these jackasses on the podcast asking about cleaning kangaroo feet.
Hey, you never know. You never know.
I know.
But Alex, go get yourself a Red Bull. You got to stay up another hour or two.
Yeah. Well, I'm usually up that late anyways doing this episode, but yeah, it's going to be longer. So, and for everybody who's still watching, you can meet us back here at 10 o'clock PM Eastern time, and we will watch Dirty Old Cars together. Cole, you're more than welcome to come back if you want to stay up and watch. Come back and watch the old conversation.
I might have some questions that I can ask Justin or some of those other guys. So
yeah. You might be able to preview it and see if it's a advertising opportunity for Sonax in the future. So
I can do that.
Yeah. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Have a good night, man.
See you guys. You guys too.
Bye. All right, man. So what a fun, crazy. That was good. Episode. We tried to get the information in between being distracted by the
dude. I tried so hard to hold my composure, man. Like, I really did. It's just some shit that they were saying, I just had to back up. And
I know,
fuck,
I know. And I was just,
I love you guys, man.
I was trying not to pay attention to it because I knew.
At one point I just shut the chat off from my screen. I was like, I can't do it no more. But then I have my phone right next to me and that shit kept going. And I'm like, all right, I can't get away from it. So you know what? You just got to embrace it. But in all seriousness, I love all you guys and I appreciate y'all coming on and interacting. This is probably the most interaction we've had in ever.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about ever, but a while. I would definitely say a while.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
I will say that the product spotlights do seem to get a lot of interaction and it's funny that, you know, more so than the call-ins or we didn't even get any call-ins tonight, but you know, thanks to Enzo North America for providing the phone. But yeah, I mean, when we do the call-in episodes and we're just like, all right, everybody come on and talk about whatever, we don't really get anything. And then when we're doing this, we get this. So we appreciate it. All right, I'm not going to let this drag on anymore because I've got to get this thing downloaded.
We'll see you guys at 10 p.m. Let's go, people!
Yeah, 10 o'clock, come back to Facebook discussion group. again, for anybody who's still watching, if you're listening to this tomorrow, sorry you missed it, because it's, we have to delete it right after it's over. We're not allowed to leave it up. So, but please, if you do come back, if you are listening to this and you do come back to watch it with us, make sure that you do watch it on your TV too, or at least turn your TV on so that it gets, so that it gets views. The views or the ratings or whatever. So, all right.
And bring snacks. Bring snacks. Yes.
See you guys later. See you guys in like 56 minutes or so. Bye.